I'm Pete Fox with your NBC Sports Audio Update. From the night on the NBA hardwood in San Francisco at the Chase Center, the Indiana Pacers, severely undermanned, an 11.5-point underdog, pull off the stunning overtime upset over the Warriors, 121-117. Chris Duarte leading the way with 27 points in 39 minutes. Pacers have now won back-to-back games after upending the Lakers in LA on Wednesday. Elsewhere, from a slow night on the hardwood, just three total games, Pelicans take care of the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 102-91. Valanciunas leads the way with 18 points and 10 boards. Robinson had 17 and 15 for the Knicks in the loss. And in Dallas, a good one between the Suns and Mavericks that went back and forth all night. Phoenix holding on for a 109-101 win. Chris Paul had 20 points. Luka Doncic put up 28 in the loss for Dallas. From the night on the ice, NHL action in Boston. The Bruins get back to winning after snapping their five-game losing streak. They pull off a thrilling last-minute win over the Capitals, 4-3 the final. Charlie McAvoy the game winner.
DeBrus will hold in the left-wing corner. Sets up McAvoy. Wrist shot. Score!
Bruins Television Network on the call. Stars edge the Sabres in Buffalo by a score of 5-4. The top team in the Western Conference, the Colorado Avalanche, had no problem with the surging Kings. 4-1 the final there. Blue Jackets double up the Flyers in Philly 2-1. Penguins are playing some good hockey, having won 4 of 5 with a 6-4 win over the Senators. Predators a 5-2 victory in Nashville over the Jets, and the Panthers blank the Oilers in Edmonton by a score of 6-0. Tennis from the Australian Open on the women's side, defending champion and 13 seed Naomi Osaka is upended by 20-year-old American Amanda Anisimova, 7-6 in the third. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Pete Fox.